Summer in the Kayak. Narrated by Julie Abel. Narrated for Cupido, in collaboration with Saga. The Mountain Hike by Cinderella. The last incline was sharp, and the sweat was lashing from her when she finally caught the sight of the water and the little valley below her. Behind her, she could hear that he was breathing heavily, clearly exhausted as well. The sun was shining in the middle of a clear blue sky, and the heat was immense. It was late summer in northern Norway at its best. Over 30 degrees, not many mosquitoes and flies, and the gentle breeze which swept playfully through the thicket of mountain birches. Just enough to make the conditions bearable for the two hikers. They'd chosen to do this evening before, when the weathermen predicted an Indian summer for that whole part of the country. Down on ground level, the heat was unbearable. The last few days had mostly been spent indoors because it was just too warm to be outside. The mountain was enticing. It was generally cooler up there, and they chose the lake, which lay just beneath the old glacier, reckoning they'd have a couple of nice days. Their bags were packed with the most necessary items. Tents and sleeping bags were dug out. The night was spent beneath a sweaty sheet. It was too warm to do anything. Sleep was no use. Even sex felt unimaginable. The windows, opened wide, didn't create so much as a faint draught in the room. That's why they left early, heading up the hillside towards the fell. They'd rarely taken so many breaks, and their water bottles were much appreciated. Thank goodness for the fresh river running alongside the pathway. Where possible, they made sure to cool themselves down in the cold water from the river. The river began just beneath the glacier and was cold and clear, even on warm days like this. The walk up had been tough, almost enough to make her regret agreeing to come. But finally, they were at the top. The mountain lay ahead of them, with its clear air and open plateaus. She shrugged her bag off and sat on a stone looking out over the water. She savoured the peace which spread through her. The mountain had always been a magical place for her. It was here she came every time her everyday problems became too big and too numerous. Here she gathered peace and strength for the stress which awaited. She generally preferred to go alone. There weren't many people who could give her the breathing space she needed. The guy she was with now was one of the few who could. Both of them loved the mountains, but also managed to give each other the necessary alone time that they both needed. Her eyes moved over the landscape. They stop by a large mossy stone on the scree at the other side of the water, and she couldn't stop breaking into a smile. In her mind, she was 16 years old again. The summer was at its peak. She was in love as only teenagers can be, and she was on a hike with a whole gang together. He was her first in many years. They explored each other and their blossoming sexualities. There weren't that many opportunities to be alone, just the two of them. When the whole group was together, it was impossible. She was, therefore, happy when he suggested they'd go for a walk to see the fishing rods the boys had set up on the other side of the water, far away from the hustle and bustle of the camp. They waded through thickets of birches, following a narrow pathway which twisted between the large stones and the scree, sometimes right down by the water's edge, other times through a world made of enormous blocks of stone. The place they'd chosen to set up the fishing...